far more effective than Rockefeller doing it.
I'll tell you what I might do, Mr. President. I might ask them...
Ask their advice.
Ask their advice.
Right. Now, the other thing that you might do is this, I had this as another note I want to talk to you about. The Latin American thing concerns me. Well, the African thing doesn't, because there's just too much to do over there. You've been there, Edgar's been there. But Latin America, nobody's been there, you know?
That's right.
And I really do have a special feeling for those people, not only because they're close, but also because they're damn good people. I mean, and whether they're dictators or whatever they are, they want to be with us. Now, you know, we talked once about the possibility of going to some place for a heads of state meeting or something like that. I don't know whether that's in the cards with them not speaking to each other, but it might be.
A possibility.
But if you remember, Eisenhower went to the Panama heads of state meeting.
That's right.
And we really ought to do, particularly with the two that are coming up now, this thing and the, I mean, particularly the China and the Russia thing, and you know, Japan and the wings.
That's right.
After China. Latin America, and we're doing Canada, of course, and I've done Mexico. But Latin America really ought to have something done.
Check around and see what they have coming up. And
on the president, just a little attention to those people is terrific. See?
That's right.
Well, you look into it. And what I was thinking was maybe not a grand tour. We haven't done that any place, but you might go to a rather safe city someplace. There must be one down there. Well, maybe in Paraguay. Stressor's pretty tough. Okay?
All right, Mr. President.
All right.
Thanks very much for calling. Bye.